And Steve, we have a very special guest today. His name is Earl Earhart. He is the co-CEO of Lake Point Sports and a member of the Georgia House of Representatives for 25 years. That makes him the longest serving Republican in the Georgia State House, an advocate for limited government. But today we're going to talk about the new Lake Point Sports Complex in Emerson, Georgia, bringing economic development to the Atlanta area. Earl, thanks so much for being with us.
Ty, it's great to be here with you. Love the show.
All right. Well, tell me, for our listeners, tell us about Lake Point Sports. Tell us, it's what, 140 acres? Is that right? Tell us, how you thought of it, the genesis, where we are with it.
Ty, what Lake Point has become is what we hope will be the world's largest sports tourism travel destination. You know, the sports tourism industry is the fastest growing segment of the tourism industry nationally. It's a $77 billion industry. You've lived it. You're a sports guy. You know, sports have moved off campus. When you and I were kids and playing ball, sometimes you played three sports. Now, if you're a great athlete in a sport, you play spring, summer, and fall.
Right.
You're seen by a scout and this is about college scholarships for a lot of these sports. If you're seen by a scout, you're seen during a summer showcase, during a summer tournament. And families are traveling with their kids to all over the nation. They're taking their vacation time. I lived this. You've lived it.
Right.
With travel baseball, travel football, 7-on-7s. And what we've done is we started small. We were going to do a small baseball park with a little bit of restaurant and some retail, and it has grown and grown and grown. What we've created is 54 fields for over 20 sports. We've got an indoor facility that will house indoor basketball, indoor soccer, lacrosse, women's volleyball, cheerleading, gymnastics, wrestling, all of the indoor winter sports in many ways. But we have soccer, lacrosse, baseball, 7-on-7 football, even as far out as possibly women's crew. And we were even approached by a cricket club that I got to learn about that sport, Ty, but
right.
We're getting there. So what we've created is a destination. You come here, you stay, you play. There's something for the whole family to do. There's hotels, probably 27 when we finish the build-out on-site. We broke ground 2 weeks ago. We worked on this for 3 years. It's a $377 million private equity play. And what we've been able to accomplish is, at one time, years ago, it was speculative. Now we're on the road.
Unbelievable. And for folks who don't know, Emerson is just north of Marietta and Kennesaw, right up there on Lake Allatoona. How many acres is the complex?
The acreage is 1,400 acres. We've pretty much filled it all, again, with athletic fields, with a major outdoor retailer. We've got retail, hotel, quick service restaurants, everything from Chick-fil-A to all the names you would recognize at any major destination. We've got the ability to do zip lines, but we have a golf course. We have water parks and water slides. Things for the pools for the whole family. There's retail for mom or for dad. There's a laundromat. Just a little bit of everything, so that you really don't have to leave. And it's right there on 75, halfway between Chicago and Orlando.
Tell me this, the economic impact for the greater Atlanta area, more specifically Northwest Atlanta, in terms of jobs and money coming in.
That's what we're particularly proud of, Ty. The job numbers that we've just that have gotten several independent studies back from the state are showing between 22 and 26,000 jobs in the next 5 years are going to be created. The actual build-out dollars are $1.2 billion, and then the economic impact is, just in the city of Emerson and Bartow County alone, it's $526 million a year in spending. Just extrapolate the sales property use taxes off of that, and it's about a $20 million a year impact on the county of Bartow alone. So it's a statewide, national facility, so there's a great deal of regional benefit for the entire state of Georgia, too.
We're talking to Earl Earhart. He is the co-CEO of Lake Point Sports and a member of the Georgia House of Representatives for 20 years. Lake Point there at, and I said 140 acres, it's 1,400 acres. Thanks for correcting me on that. Did you not get the memo that we're in recession and this kind of thing can't be done? Didn't you see it on the news?
I got that memo, but I like to eat. And there was a particular thing about, like you said, it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep. And we'd like to do something with Lake Point so, you know, families can keep going to their sports destinations with their children. And just by the way, you know, it's one of those immutable facts of economics. When times are bad, you know, people turn in. They focus on their faith. They focus on their family. Mm. They spend money on their family and, you know, candidly on entertainment, too. So we happen to be either fortunate or prescient, one of the two, and that's the portion of the market where we're prosecuting our business model.
I'll tell you what, that's exciting to hear, and the number of people that travel, you were telling me this prior to the show, I guess when we were having lunch some time back, but the number of people that this will impact on an annual basis and the vacuum that you're filling in terms of there's people traveling to have scouts look at them to get scholarships and move on to the pros when it comes to, you know, everything from baseball to basketball, as you pointed out. The number, do you have an idea? And you said it was $500 million a year in revenue that would come in as a result of that. Is that right?
That's correct.
The number of people nationwide that are traveling to have their children seen by scouts and so forth, do you have an idea what that number is?
We have a really good number just for our park now. We've got a great deal of data, and it's actually real data, because these companies that do this, the Perfect Game Corporation, NASA Soccer, LB3 Lacrosse, these major tenants here at Lake Point, they've been putting these tournaments on for 10, 12, 15 years, and they have the data from the hotel rooms and the number of participants they've done for all of these tournaments. You know, these companies have kind of been like circuses. They come to town, they'll stay for a weekend or 2 weeks or 5 weeks, and then they'll pack up their bags and leave. Now with the advent of a facility like Lake Point, they can aggregate their tournaments there. So we know that we're going to have between 4.5 million and 6 million visitors per year based on what's been done in the past, not something we wish, we hope, we think. This is solid data from the Convention and Visitors Bureau's Housing Bureau. So it's right there. That's how you get into these tournaments. You book your room, and then you get your team in the tournament. You've probably done that yourself.
Yeah.
We have a very auditable trail of how many. We've been very conservative in our estimates, so it's probably going to be north of 6 million. But we're just going to, right now, base our estimates on what we know can be done, not what we think can be done when we build this beautiful new facility.
Now, we're talking today to Earl Earhart, co-CEO of Lake Point Sports, and you believe in this project. Obviously, the private investors believe in the project, and there's a local Atlanta sponsor with a worldwide name that's also gotten on board. Is that right?
We've been very fortunate, and we're excited to announce, as you saw in our groundbreaking, a partnership and a sponsorship with the Coca-Cola Company in Atlanta, Icon, some of the, you know, the 9,000 associates for Coca-Cola who are in the state of Georgia alone. And they have come in and partnered with us in a big way. And it's an exciting thing, because they really put a brand on this, and we're excited to be their partner.
I'll tell you, when you have a name like Coca-Cola get involved, that really means you got something going. Half a billion dollars in economic impact, over 20,000 jobs, is that what you said?
20,000 jobs, both direct and indirect jobs, from the construction jobs that are beginning now to the service. So the actual study that we got back is showing that the average salary for these jobs is running around $26,000 a year.
Wow! 20,000, over 20,000 jobs, over $26,000 in average income to that area. That's huge. All right, we're talking to Earl Earhart, co-CEO of Lake Point Sports. If folks want to find out more about Lake Point Sports, what it's all about, how to get involved, how to bring their organization to Lake Point Sports to have their tournaments, how do they do that?
They can go to www.lakepointsports.com. And there are websites there. You'll see some of our brand partners. One of the things we're really excited about is some of the great sports icons who are our partners. Bobby Cox, former manager of the Atlanta Braves, world champion Atlanta Braves. Ned Yost, the manager of the Kansas City Royals. And Freddie Gonzalez, the current manager of the Atlanta Braves, whose contract was just extended. We're thrilled for Freddie yesterday.
All right.
For another year. And we're they're on our website as well. You can learn a lot about all of the activities that are taking place there. And Ty, as you know, it's an entrepreneurial template. It's a place where you can come and stay and play, or you can come and start an entrepreneurial type business. We still have some opportunities there, so we're excited about people. Although we're moving forward on all our investments, there may be somebody out there who wants to bring some type of restaurant or retail location to Lake Point. We've got everything from the big names of the Rawlings, the Evo Shields, and the Oakleys, and those types of things, but there's a lot of opportunity there. We're excited about it.
And if they want to get involved from an entrepreneurial standpoint, they can also visit the website. Is that right?
That's correct. We have a Facebook under Lake Point.
I'll tell you what we're going to do, Earl. We're going to put a link from the Ty J. Young Show website directly to Lake Point Sports. So if you can remember the Ty J. Young Show, we just go directly from there to your website.
Oh, Ty, we appreciate that. We're a big fan of the Ty J. Young Show at Lake Point, too.
All right. Well, Earl, thanks so much for being with us. And after the break, we're going to talk about the fiscal cliff as we're heading towards it, what Republicans should do, what conservatives should do, and is it a big game of chicken, or is it a fiscal cliff, a hysterical event generated by the press? We'll see you straight ahead.